Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As many of us know, there is a great deal of interest today in genealogies, in tracing our ancestry as far back as we can. And what some of us have discovered along the way has been an eye-opening experience for us. Because the roots of our family were not at all what we expected. But in tracing our ancestry, there is one thing that we all have in common. One thing that we can count on. We are all descendants of Noah. We are all descendants of his family. Descendants of one of his three sons. Because it is through the sons of Noah, we are told in Genesis chapter 9, verse 19, that the whole earth was populated. We are all in the same line of human history. After that great flood drowned the people of this world, except for Noah and his family. And as we come to chapter 10, Genesis chapter 10, we are selectively given 70 descendants of those three sons of Noah. People and families and tribes and cities and nations. 14 from the line of Japheth. 30 from the line of Ham. And 26 from the line of Shem. Not only to show us our ancestry, but to give us their political and their geographical and their cultural affiliations. But what becomes even more obvious as we look at these relationships is the fact that apart from some notable exceptions, the story of mankind is the story of relentless wickedness. It is the story of how fast and how far the human race fell into sin after the flood. As it says in Romans 1:21, even though they knew of the power of God, still they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him for their provision from him, but instead they embraced their sin. They embraced their own selfish ambitions, and so they foolishly attempted to understand life apart from him. But they did not become enlightened at all. Instead, they became enslaved to a lie. They became enslaved to their sin, not unlike what we see today. This is the story of mankind. So now we are told in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 10, these are the records, toledoth in Hebrew. These are the tables. These are the genealogies of the tragedy of mankind as all of mankind continued to sink deeper and deeper into sin as they abandoned the one true God. These are the historical records of the generations of Shem and of Ham and of Japheth, who were the sons of Noah. And it says that sons were born to them after the flood. And God scattered the people of this world after their rebellion at the Tower of Babel. He scattered them to the north and to the south and to the east, to the west. Now it says, the sons of Japheth were Gomer, a people who settled north of the Black Sea in the area that we know today as Crimea. And there were people who also went west, as far as present-day Europe, into France, into Germany, and into Britain. And Magog, another son of Japheth, who settled in the area that we know as Armenia, and perhaps in the southern part of Russia, settled in an area where they continued to grow and to develop. And another son was Madai. He settled east of Assyria. And those people became the Medes and the Persians. And Yavan was another son. He went west. And those people became known as the Ionians, as the Greeks. And there were also two military settlements, Tuval and Meshech. And they were located in what is today the nation of Greece, or perhaps in Western Turkey. Are you finding your ancestors somewhere in these people? Well, it says there's another son, Kinross. Perhaps you'll find your ancestors there. He settled along the coast of Italy. And the sons of Gomer, the son of Japheth, these sons were named Ashkenaz and Riphath and Togarmath. Sounds familiar to some of us. Perhaps you're a little surprised to see where they settled. These were tribes in the north, which were located in present-day Germany. And the sons of Yavan, the son of Japheth, these were Elisha, which was an island that we know as Cyprus, and Tarshish, which perhaps was part of present-day Spain. God is populating the world. And it says there was Kittim, also in Cyprus, and Doranim, or Rodamin, located on the Aegean Sea. And from these, the coastlands, E in Hebrew, the islands, the distant parts of the nations of the earth were separated. Parad in Hebrew. They were dispersed into their lands, everyone according to his language, everyone according to his tongue, after the fall of the Tower of Babel. As it says in Psalm 72, God will rule from sea to see. They were separated according to their families, mispaha in Hebrew, according to their clans and into their nations, according to their people. These were the sons and the grandsons of Japheth. And it says in verse 6 that there was another son of Noah, a son named Ham. And the sons of Ham, it says, were Cush, who settled in southern Arabia, even as far as Egypt and into northern Ethiopia. And there was another son, Mitzrayim, who settled in northeastern Africa. And there was Putz, and there was Canaan, who you will recall was an unbeliever. So the curse of God was upon him and upon his descendants because they were just as wicked as he was. And the sons of Cush were Sheva, who lived in Upper Egypt, and Havilah, who lived in Arabia, in the northeastern part of Yemen. And there was Sabta, who was on the western shore of the Persian Gulf. And there was Ramah and Sebetah, who were also in Arabia. Well, now, it says in verse 7, the sons of Ramah, the son of Cush, were Sheva, who was in northwestern Arabia, and Dedan, who was also in Arabia as well. Now, in verse 8, we are told, Cush became the father of a man named Nimrod, a man who lived just after the flood, a name which means one who has rebelled against God. This was how fast and how far man had fallen into sin. And he was a powerful man. It says, Nimrod, the grandson of Noah, became a mighty one. Gibor in Hebrew. A strong one on the earth. Not unlike some today who exert power and influence and fear and leadership among the people of this world. He was a mighty hunter, it says, before the Lord. Saeed in Hebrew. He was not only a hunter of animals, but he was a hunter of men. He was a killer. He had personal power, personal influence, and he had political power, and he was greatly feared by some on the earth. Therefore, it is said, if anyone who is like that, who is that powerful and that influential, he is like Nimrod. He is a mighty hunter before the Lord. And as I said, I suppose we don't have to look very far to find people like that today. And verse 10 tells us, the beginning, Rasis, the chief part of his kingdom on this earth. The first kingdom, the first real empire, on this earth was built in Babel, or Bavel in Hebrew, a city that was built for the glory of man, not for the glory of God. And Babel is a word which means to be mixed together in confusion. And I suppose that might describe much of what we see today. And he also built some other cities. It says he built Erech in Babylon. And he built Akkad and Calneh in the land of Shinar, an ancient name for Babylon, a name which means the country of two rivers, Tigris and Euphrates. And we read that he wanted to expand his kingdom. So from that land, it says in verse 11, he went forth into Assyria. And he built Nineveh, the ancient capital of Assyria. And he built Rehoboth-ir and Kelah and Resen. And between Nineveh and Calah, This was a great city, we're told. This was a great empire. The great empire of Nimrod. And, we're told, Mizraim, another son of Ham, was in Egypt, and he became the father of several people, Ludim, and Anamim, and Levhaim, and Naphtaim, and Pathrasim. Be tough to call them to dinner, wouldn't it? These were all tribes in Egypt. And he became the father of Kalahim, from which came the Philistines. And then there was Kaphtorim on the island of Crete. Kind of need a scorecard to keep track of these people, don't you? And we're told, verse 15, that Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, from where the Phoenicians would come. And he became the father of Heth, a word which means terror, from which would come the empire of the Hittites. And the land of Canaan, we find many tribes, we're told. There was the Jebusites, and the Amorites, and the Girgashites, and the Hivites, and the Arkites, and the Semites, and the Arvadites, and the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. And what all these tribes had in common was this. They were all enemies of God. And afterwards, it says in verse 18, the families of the Canaanites were spread abroad and scattered throughout the territory. And the territory of the Canaanites extended, we are told, from Sidon in the north. And as you go to Gerar in the south, as far as Gaza, as you go toward those wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, near the Dead Sea. And near the cities on the plain was Admah and Sebaim, as far as Leshish. We are told this was the limit of the territory of the Canaanites. So these are the sons and the grandsons of Ham, according to their families, according to their clans, according to their languages, according to their speech, by their lands and by their nations. Well, that leaves one more son, doesn't it? So it says in verse 21, the other son of Noah was named Shem. And Shem was the father, the ancestor of all of the children of Eber. Well, this is significant because from that word, we get the word Hebrew. And to Shem, the older brother of Japheth, children and grandchildren were born. So the sons of Shem were Elam, who lived somewhere east of Babylon. We don't know exactly where. We don't know how far east. And then there was Ashur, who was in Assyria. And there was Arpachshad and Lud, who were near the Black Sea, in western Turkey. And there was Aram, from where we get the language of Aramaic. And the sons of Aram were Uz. Well, that's familiar, isn't it? That was the city where Job was born, which was somewhere in the Arabian Desert. And there was Hul and Gezer and Mash. And Arpachshad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. And he had two sons, we're told. Two sons were born to Eber. The name of one of those sons was Peleg, a name which means to be divided. Oh, this is speaking of the judgment of God at the Tower of Babel, Babel in Hebrew. For in those days, it says, the earth was divided. And the people were scattered because of their sin against God. And his brother's name was Yoktan, who lived in the Arabian Peninsula. And Yoktan became the father of Almodad and Shephleth and Hethsermavis in southern Arabia. And he was the father of Yarath, a people who worshipped the moon. And he was the father of Hadaram, a people in Yemen. And there was Uzal and Diklah, who also lived in Arabia. Even after the Tower of Babel, the people were scattered throughout the earth. There was Oval and Abimael, verse 28. And he is significant, unknown to many of us, but significant. Why? Because his name means God is my father. Abimael was a worshiper, not of the moon, but he was a worshiper of the one true God. Like today, there are a few who worship him in spirit and in truth. And there was Sheveth and Ophir and Havilah. Remember, there was gold there. And there was Yovar. All of these were the sons of Yoktan, the descendant of Shem. Some were good. Some were worshipers. But many were not. Now, their settlement extended from Meshah in Arabia as you go towards Sephar in the hill country of the east. These are the sons of Shem according to their families, according to their languages, by their lands and by their nations. These are the sons, the families of the sons of Noah, according to their genealogies. The same word that was used in verse 1. Toledos. According to their tables. According to their ancestry. By their nations. By their people. And out of these, we are told in verse 32, the nations were separated and scattered on the earth after the flood. This is the story of the ancestry of mankind. A story that is the same for all of us. Because it is the story of how fast and how far we have all fallen away from our Creator and our Sustainer, Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.